This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that an early warning about heavy rainfall and landslides in Wayanad district of Kerala was given to the state government on the 23rd of this month and again on the 24th and 25th of July. Intervening in the calling attention motion in the Rajya Sabha today on the devastation in Wayanad, Mr. Shah said on the 26th another warning was issued. He mentioned that 9 NDRF teams were sent to Kerala in advance, but the Kerala government did not evacuate people in time. The Home Minister stated that the losses in Wayanad could have been minimized if the Kerala government had become alert following the arrival of the NDRF teams. Mr. Shah added that India is one of 4 countries capable of providing natural disaster warnings at least 7 days in advance. The Home Minister reiterated the central government's unwavering support to the Kerala government and people to deal with the Wayanad tragedy. Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai informed that the centre has provided all possible assistance to the state government since the incident was reported. He said as per latest reports, over 1,000 people have been rescued. Mr. Rai said teams from the armed forces, NDRF and SDRF are conducting rescue and search operations. A dog squad has also been deployed. Arun Singh of BJP, John Britters of CPIM, Manoj Jha of RJD, Tiruchi Shriva of DMK, M. Thambidurai of AIADMK, Praful Patel of NCP, Harris Veeran of IUML, Saket Gokhale of TMC, Raghav Chadha of AAP, Muzibullah Khan of BJD participated in the discussion among others. Meanwhile, the death toll in landslide Wayanad district in Kerala has reached 165. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the union budget strikes a fine balance among priorities like growth, employment, welfare, capital investment and financial consolidation. Ms. Sitharaman was replying to the debate on the union budget 2024-25 in the Rajya Sabha today, saying that the government believes in the motto of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas. The finance minister stressed that the budget has proposed unflinching support to cooperative federalism. The finance minister rejected the opposition's allegation of reduction in allocation in the agriculture sector. Ms. Sitharaman informed that 1.48 lakh crore rupees has been allocated for education, employment and skilling. The government today asserted that the bullet train project is moving on fast track. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha during question hour today, Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav said, for the first time in the country, a 21-kilometer-long tunnel is being constructed 30 meters under the sea. As part of the project, he said 320 kilometers of the foundation work of the project has been completed and many initiatives are taking place under Atmanirbhar Bharat campaign. The Union Public Service Commission UPSC has cancelled the provisional candidature of Pooja Khedkar and permanently debarred her from all its future exams. The UPSC announced in a release that after examining available records, it has found Ms. Khedkar guilty of violating Civil Services Examination CSE 2022 rules. Several newly appointed governors of different states took oath at their respective Rajbhavans today. These include Hari Bhau Kishan Rao Bagre in Rajasthan, Om Prakash Mathur in Sikkim, Gulab Chand Kataria in Punjab, and Chandigarh Administrator Santosh Kumar Gangwar in Jharkhand, and Lakshman Prasad Acharya in Manipur. The political head of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, has been assassinated in Tehran. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps said in a statement today, Haniyeh was killed alongside one of his bodyguards at his residence in the Iranian capital while he was in the town to attend Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian's swearing-in ceremony yesterday. In Paris Olympics, the Indian contingent were in action in boxing, badminton and shooting on day 5 of the mega quadrennial event. In boxing, Olympic bronze medalist Lovlina Borgohain defeated Norwegian pugilist Sunniva Hofstad to power into the quarterfinal of women's 75-kilogram category. In archery, Deepika Kumari cruised into the round of 16 of women's individual event, defeating Dutch player Quinty Wolfen. In table tennis, Srija Ankula created history by becoming the second Indian paddler to enter the quarterfinals at the Olympics. And with that, we end this news bulletin.